Fiona McRae had hoped a holiday would break up months of hospital treatment. A trip to France was supposed to take her mind off her breast cancer, but she says travel insurance companies were intrusive and insensitive.
You've been through your treatment. You don't want to be telling somebody constantly about it on a phone call, a stranger, discussing personal medical information with what can sometimes be kids in call centres.
Thousands of people who need time away are facing similar problems. Many companies will increase insurance prices or even refuse cover.
So in this case,
we called 10 companies to see what impact illness has had on prices. 8 companies wouldn't cover previous problems like cervical cancer. Another asked for a medical report. In the last case, the price jumped from £67 to £2,037 for 10 days in New York, and that was because of previous conditions.
A slip disc.
Which the consumer watchdog say people are effectively blacklisted from getting travel insurance.
The insurance industry does need to catch up. You know, okay, if there are conditions where there is a big risk, obviously that should be reflected in the policy, but people should be getting fair deals.
The cost varies depending on where you travel. It's much more expensive in, say, America, where medical bills are higher.
The sorts of things people could do to make it a much more affordable situation, or even perhaps travel without insurance, is to travel in Europe, where if they get an EHIC card, where they can get reciprocal medical treatment under the reciprocal arrangements with the NHS, and that will be a much more affordable trip for them.
But Fiona says people who've had previous conditions should be able to travel to faraway places. She's now set up her own specialist insurance company, but accepts the industry still has a long way to go. Amy Lewis, Sky News.